In an effort to get more Idaho youth interested in cultural history and STEM, the Coeur d'Alene Tribe started a podcast project where students help create the stories. Correspondent Lauren Patterson has more.
Cadia introduces salmon. Four women who lived on the Columbia River had a dam which...
That's the voice of Chief Allen, now a sophomore at Coeur d'Alene High School. He's a Coeur d'Alene tribal member and took part in the Voices to Hear podcast project during his summers following 7th and 9th grade.
It was really hands-on. I got to actually like do everything to make the podcast and make a lot of the choices of what went into the podcast.
The podcast style has evolved over time, sometimes taking on a talk show format, later evolving to more of a news desk style. Julie Poinsenby, the program manager for the Coeur d'Alene Tribe's Department of Education, says the project emerged during the summer of 2019 as a way for tribal students to express their thoughts about environmental problems affecting their homeland. Students learn from experts, tribal scientists, and elders. Then students interview those same sources to create the episodes.
The whole purpose now behind what we do is for kids to know the truth about their history, is to learn their history, is to understand, you know, those external forces that have impacted their history and that those forces still exist today and how they can deal with that and move forward as they become the future leaders.
She says around 40 students from middle school and high school have participated in the program over the last 3 years. While any students from the local public schools can attend, preference is given to enrolled tribal members. Sophia Allen, the older sister of student producer Chief Allen, worked on the project the summer before her freshman year at Stanford University. She says the podcast is good for helping young students learn more about deadlines and job duties that come with a structured project.
I think that like when we enforce deadlines, kind of duties that each individual kid has to do, I just think it's a really good foundation to begin building so that they can start to build their own skills that they can carry through into high school. And then also, hopefully, if they choose to go to college, which I hope more tribal youth do, it builds a better foundation.
Her brother Chief says he's always enjoyed learning their people's history.
When it relates to me and my people, then it's something that I find really interesting and really cool. So I'm just kind of thankful for the tribe giving me and, you know, my sister and my other co-workers the opportunity to learn about our own tribe differently than we usually do.
Funded in part by the National Science Foundation, the project is a partnership between the University of Idaho, the University of Buffalo, New York, and the Coeur d'Alene Tribe. Chris Meyer is the Director of Education for the Coeur d'Alene Tribe. She says programs like Voices to Hear are important because students might not be exploring these topics in school. Meyer says she's beginning to see how learning their own history has an impact on who they are as tribal members.
To hear the youth's voices themselves and how they have extrapolated the stories that they have learned and to be able to put their voice out there, their response to that history. It gives you hope.
Chief is now thinking about pursuing a career in journalism or filmmaking. Producing the podcast has showed him how to document and record the history of his tribe in a new way.
Making podcasts, making media would be really cool to pursue in the future and maybe even like incorporate it into my own tribe. Make media for the Coeur d'Alene Tribe.
Reporting from North Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.